2006. Three young journalists en route to a conference in Montego suffer a shipwreck. They awake on the shores of a mysterious isle deep in the Caribbean. Broadcasting from an abandoned Jamaican army base, the trio continues to unravel the secrets of Newsworthy Ghost Island.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, listeners.
Welcome to Newsworthy Ghost Island.
Welcome, welcome, yes, and do. Good morning.
I'm tired.
That's not your name.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually Alex Jensen.
I'm David Reinstrom.
And I'm David Brunel, yes. Bruttman.
Hello over there.
But I'm also tired. Like, that's not my name, but that's my status right now. What about you guys? Do you sleep well?
Like several rocks. Like a pile of rocks. I fell like a pile of rocks, like the protagonist at the end of Juan Rulfo's Pedro Páramo.
See, Darwin's finches woke me up last night.
I'm sorry.
They were chirping.
Oh, Darwin's finches.
And evolving very loudly.
They were evolving. Ah, those finches!
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
They evolve with this loud popping sound.
What sound do Pokemon make when they evolve, Alex?
Like that.
Yeah, they don't pop.
Oh. That'd be kind of cool if they did.
That would be. Like, if they just poofed into another form.
Yeah, no, they turn. Pokemon turn all shiny. And then they assume a different form. Well, we have a great show for you guys today. Some good music. And some great things to talk about.
Yeah.
So. Sit back, relax, and we'll do our thing for you guys. What are we? What's first on the list, guys?
First on the list is Jackie Dressed in Cobras by the New Pornographers, and that should be fun.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's off of a great album. It's called Twin Cinema.
Yes, I am also a fan of this song.
I'm going to
endorse it. Yeah, I just David found it, and. Then, you know, months and months later, it just kind of randomly popped up on, on Shuffle, because we shuffle CDs.
When we play cards with them.
Yes, when we play cards with them. No.
So funny.
Anyway.
No, but, you.
You know, we've got our Island CD collection, and
yes.
And we just sort of randomly shuffle stuff around, and this popped up. And I listened to it.
Rocks pretty hard.
And it's, yeah, it's excellent.
I'm
Alex
excited.
Is about to hear
I haven't
it for the
heard
first
it.
Time.
Yeah.
True.
Alex is also
facts.
Of the opinion that women do not rock.
Yes, that is my opinion.
And that saddens me. But maybe later on the show sometime, not this week, but maybe in, weeks to come, we'll play some Tegan and Sarah. Because I think that those are female rockers.
We will see.
Alex is very
Maybe it's
sad.
Just
we
that I'm
will
jealous.
Rock you?
I don't know.
We will rock you pretty well.
All right, so why don't we hear Jackie Dressed in Cobras?
Kick it.
Awesome.
I can't really hear myself. Again. I don't
hear
know.
You fine.
Shut
I can
up.
Hear you fine.
Going insane over her mind. Insane over her mind. Insane over her.
And that was Jackie Dressed in Cobras by the New Pornographers off of their album Twin Cinema.
Yes, it was.
What'd you think, Alex?
That was decidedly pleasant.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm glad you liked it.
Alex approves!
Yay!
Huzzah for that.
Look at that happy face.
Happy.
Aww.
Happy. Sorry.
So, today's discussion topic...
Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers Imperial.
Yes!
Stormtroopers from Star Wars.
Let's
love them!
Discuss the Imperial socioeconomic complex here.
Dun, dun,
like the
dun,
military dun, industrial dun, complex dun, here.
David, what are you doing?
David, you're ruining it.
You're ruining it for us.
You'll ruin it.
You're supposed to intone mightily over our background music. So
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, so Stormtroopers, right?
Stormtroopers.
Here is my thinks about this.
Okay.
What thinks you, David? Tell us what you thinks.
Thinks many things. But my thinks is primarily... cloniness, yes? Are they... They were
okay,
all clones
so,
initially.
So
yes?
Are Stormtroopers... clones.
I feel like they all had to be first.
They were clones of Jango Fett first. Initially, yes, but
issue
I feel
one.
As though right away, like right after the third movie,
they started conscripting.
They started conscripting. Yes.
Okay.
They started either a volunteer army or some kind of
enlistment corps.
Some kind of enlisted service.
Okay. So issue number one, first with clones. When they show them being trained in the second movie, they've all got New Zealander accents. Because they're all the same guy, right? Because, therefore, if they contain the same genetic material, they must all sound exactly the same.
Is that right?
No, it's not right.
I didn't think
See,
so.
I feel as though there's some kind of accent imprinting going on there. Like, for consistency?
I feel like that's just not... how language works.
Must be okay. A spacey thing.
They're all getting taught, right? They're all getting taught the same stuff.
They're all getting taught the same stuff by Kamino aliens. They're not being taught the same stuff by Jango Fett. Sure, he might teach a couple classes, but the primary language that they're going to be hearing is going to be heard from,
I feel like they've got some kind of video.
Do they?
Yes. Like, what was that movie... It was with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's a clone.
Oh,
and they imprint...
the Seventh Day?
Yeah, it was a terrible movie.
Is that the one where if you have a barcode on your eyelid, then you've been cloned?
What? No, I don't remember. I wasn't paying enough attention to catch
beep,
that.
Beep, beep, beep. That's the sound of the eyelid going over the scanner at the grocery store.
You know what's cool? People who get barcode... who get these barcode tattoos and you can like scan them at the grocery store and they read stuff. Have you ever seen that?
No. What does it read?
Yeah.
Tattoo?
I mean it doesn't read, like, it reads whatever you want it to.
Did
like,
you ever
it's a barcode that you can
you
scan.
Jennifer Government?
And
that is a great book.
No, I haven't.
I have not.
Oh,
I have
it's so
played
good.
I've played the game.
There's a
based
game?
On the Yes. Oh my goodness, yes.
Jennifer Government is this fantastic dystopian satire about this world that's become completely corporatized, and people take the last name of the company that they work for. So it's about this woman named Jennifer Government, because she works for the government, and this man named Hack Nike, because he works for Nike. And it's fascinating.
Yeah, I've
it's
heard of that.
It's really funny.
No, there's
what
this,
game?
There's this game called Nation States.
Okay.
And it's... It's for some reason it's based on this book. It's the same, like the author who wrote the book said, you know what if you were the guy in charge in the book, and what if you could make your own government and determine like the political spectrum and interact with other countries? And it's this browser based online game.
Okay.
And everybody makes a country. You know, and there are hundreds of thousands of users of this.
Wow.
And you make a country. And then you get, like, every day you get a bunch of decisions that you have to make. Like, you get a message like, your people, you know, are demanding a constitutional amendment for free speech. and you have to decide what to do about that. And based on that, that determines how your country like ends up. So there are all these different countries along the political spectrum based on the choices that people make.
Okay.
And then everybody gets to kind of interact in this like UN level and do all this diplomacy stuff. Oh, it's great.
Sounds hardcore.
Yeah,
I don't think I have
everybody
at my
school
education for that.
was really into it. Actually, this was after I discovered it.
Good for you.
I totally discovered it first and then forgot about it.
I know how you feel.
And then some other people just you know when that happens? Like
I hate when that happens.
You discover something
and then constantly to me.
And you think it's awesome and then you kind of forget about it and then somebody else discovers it and it's all the rage.
Yeah, and you're like, I was the original.
You're like, I was there.
Cool dude.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You go home and you cry a little.
It hurts your heart. Yeah.
Oh, the heady days of high school.
Yes.
So yes, apparently this game is based on that book Jennifer Government, which I have not read. But there are people with barcode tattoos, and you can scan them at the supermarket, and they will say stuff. Like you can scan somebody's arm, and it'll read, like...
Milk?
Milk. I mean, if they decide that what they really want is a tattoo of milk.
I would make it cookies.
Cookies? Milk?
Or
I'd get milk on one arm and cookies on the other.
That'd be such a good scam, though. Oh, like, yeah. For the self-checkout thing, if you have a little tattoo on your arm that says, like, 85 cents. You're like, pound of steak? Boop. 85 cents. You know, like... bottle of wine, boop, 85 cents.
They might catch on if
yeah,
you were
but
scanning
no,
your arm.
No, no, see, that they measure
that
by
item.
Weight.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. They compare, like, the weight of what you put on the thing to the price that they have listed, and if it doesn't match up, they're like, you cheated.
Yeah. Then what happens? Then the SWAT team comes.
Yeah,
then the stormtroopers
burst in.
And they take
it's all
you
a
away.
Big circle
but
here.
They can't
everything's
shoot
connected.
You because they're stormtroopers because they learned how to shoot from a video.
Yeah, see, oh man, that's why they can't shoot. They learned how to shoot from TV.
It's because they
don't
didn't
watch
have
TV
firing
kids.
Ranges. They never show gun practice.
They never... Okay,
I rescind
my earlier statement.
Which
stormtroopers are clearly clones.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, I feel like they phased out the clones and started integrating them with non-clone humans, but then they all were subject to the same old-fashioned 40 years old, training video.
I feel like they never upgraded the training modules. With the same video that they
absolutely.
Trained the clones with.
Absolutely.
And well, you'll notice the clones are significantly more awesome at shooting than stormtroopers. So clearly the video works for clones, but not for regular people.
Well, maybe...
But they have kept the same training video. So my
point
is...
Maybe since they're clones, they just... And since they haven't... Hold on. Since they haven't been exposed, since they're rapidly advanced, right? They're all grown very fast. They reach maturity in like 3 years.
Right.
They're not exposed to any other media. And since the conscripts have lived full media-saturated lives...
Right.
They are cynical.
And it doesn't integrate.
No.
That's genius. That's brilliant.
Okay, so...
So that is why stormtroopers can't shoot. In terms... Okay, voice, accent. Accent.
Yes.
I get the feeling that they learn language from videos, too. And so what reason is there? I mean, why wouldn't the aliens who are imprinting them, who are making the training videos...
The Kamino people?
Yes, the Kaminos. Why wouldn't they pick a language instructor with the New Zealand accent?
I believe the technical title is Aurora Dawn.
Aurora...
For the planet.
Okay, you said New Zealand. Come on.
I know. The actor's from New Zealand.
Yes. Well, okay.
There is no New Zealand in the Star Wars universe.
Right. There is no...
Somewhere, maybe.
There are a bunch of people in Battlestar Galactica who talk with New Zealand accents, too, which is very amusing. Yeah, and they make, like, they're from some planet where they have New Zealand accents.
I would like to read a public service letter.
Let's do that.
And then we'll play some music and we'll continue this discussion throughout the rest of the show.
Sounds good.
Exciting.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. Steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thank you for that. So
what are we going to play next?
Next up, we are going to play the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Gold Lion. That was Gold Lion by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
It's okay. Yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about
we know how you feel
artists,
about female vocals.
I've heard worse. Yes.
Because you hate women.
I think it's because I'm jealous. I want to be in a band.
Okay.
It's okay, Alex. When we get off this island, we can be in a band.
We'll
David, let's make a band.
We'll form a band. When we get off
now.
The island.
No, let's form a band right now.
Oh, okay. I'll play the... Coconuts.
I'll do bass. Bam, 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 bam.
Psycho Killer, Alex, do you know it? Bam. Oh, it's by the Talking Heads. You keep doing that.
I can't sleep because my head's on fire.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
David, my coconut's broke.
Oh.
I can't be in the band anymore.
Oh, it's okay. No. Once we get that green tambourine.
This is a tragedy.
Oh, yes.
You can join
the
band.
That should be here soon.
Where's Reginald?
What?
I've not seen Reginald.
I haven't shipped that green tambourine at all. Oh. Reginald, hold on.
Turn him on.
Let's ask about the green tambourine.
I haven't talked to him in a while.
Hey, everybody,
hey,
it's me, Reginald. How you doing?
Doing good.
I'm back.
Hey, Reg.
Back in the USSR.
I feel like there's no Soviet Union anymore.
What?
It's still a good song, though.
That's impossible. They were so advanced. They had so much going for them. How could they possibly not be around?
Whose idea was it to turn him on?
It was mine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, David. Good job. Why
Reginald,
did we turn him
look,
on?
Look, it's Toby Keith. No, look.
What?
It's Wallace Shawn. Look behind you. There he is.
Wait, hold on. No.
I realized he wouldn't know Toby Keith.
That was a bad idea. Let's refrain from doing that.
Oh, okay.
He's fun, but I feel as though he can be a little overbearing.
Yeah, you're right.
Feel that. Yes.
I don't mind turning him on. Let's just keep him off the air.
I just thought he might like Toby Keith. I feel like he's sort of the sort of guy that would like country music.
We didn't even ask about the tambourine.
We didn't ask about the tambourine.
We didn't ask about
my... Do you like
my
country music?
My tambourine.
I like country music at times.
No.
Generally, no.
Really? Oh!
On the...
It's a go!
Well, son, let me tell you a little something about country music. Country western music. It is the best dang music on God's green earth. I'm the ghost of cowboys past.
Wow.
Well, howdy, I believe, as they say.
Howdy to y'all. How are you doing?
Fine. You're not going to play country music for us.
Mighty fine in a big old western howdy.
Well, I can perhaps ease you in gently to God's given music. I believe that country music was written about in the Bible several times.
New Testament or Old Testament?
All of them. All Testaments.
He means the Westament.
When I'm on the trail, I do mean the Westament. That's the Western Pocket Bible, which I carry at all times when I'm on the ghostly...
Gideon's Bible?
Cowboy trail, Gideon's Bible.
Awesome. Careful, Alex. He'll shoot off your legs.
I will.
He's just a ghost.
I
he
would
has
not,
ghost bullets.
I would not do that to a fine lady such as yourself.
David, climb out
shucks.
From under the table.
But
it's
I
okay.
could be provoked.
Hold on, sir.
He's large and he has... Spurs.
I know, but he can't
They're
touch
ghost
you. They're
spurs.
Made of ectoplasm.
Okay. Well,
they
what,
tickle.
What do you have to tell us about ghosts?
Listen, I'm sure he's not all bad.
Well, I'm not all bad. I want to tell you about the cowboy way. The way of country western music. And the first thing I want to talk to you about today is the venerable literary traditions of the cowboy. Now, you may not know about this, but... The cowboy is not only a master of cattle roping, but he is well read. And I want to tell you about some of the most literary cowboys I know.
All right. It's time for this week's edition of the Cowboy Book Club, featuring the finest literary critics in the West, Rusty, Lefty, and Clyde. We join the boys around a crackling fire as they joke with one another after a long day on the trail.
Been a long day, eh, boys?
Sure has been, Rusty.
I, for one, am ready to discuss some literature.
Then consider this book club meeting officially begun.
Good Java today.
Thanks, but that ain't Java, Clyde.
Sure it is.
Nah, it ain't Java.
Then what is it?
It's Ethiopian Yirgacheffe. I'm surprised you folk can't tell the difference.
Honestly, Lefty, when you make it in a sock inside a tin can, I feel like it ain't gonna make much difference.
Says you.
All right, enough of that. Won't have you two bickering like schoolboys over who's got better handwriting. So, today's topic. If you could date any 18th or 19th century English lady author, who would it be? Clyde, you go first.
Bronte.
Well, that ain't fair. Which one? Can't have all three.
Emily, then.
You'd go a-steppin' with Emily Bronte?
I really liked Wuthering Heights.
Everyone in that book is a jerk.
So, it's gritty. Realistic.
Tain't realistic. There are enough weird coincidences in that book to put it on a level with Frankenstein.
Now you leave Mary Shelley alone.
Please, magical realism has fewer coincidences than Frankenstein. Gabriel Garcia Marquez has fewer coincidences than Frankenstein.
All right, I get it. You were saying, Clyde?
I admire her clever pseudonym. I like Ella's Bell better than Acton or Kerr. I'm pretty sure Acton and Kerr aren't real names.
You don't know that. People have all sorts of names. What kind of a name is Clyde?
What kind of a name is Lefty?
All right, I'm sorry. Rusty, what about you? Who would you date?
Well, Mary Shelley, I guess.
And see, I just don't get the attraction. Girl's damn it good. A misery chick.
Oh, that ain't true at all. She was perfectly well-adjusted.
So you're saying that if you were around when she was around, you'd have proposed as soon as Percy Shelley was cold in the dirt?
Well, no. Nothing so heartless as that. I'd give her a few years, you know. We'd both have been young and all, but so bright. I look for that in a woman. So well-read. So accomplished.
Oh, I seriously doubt that more than six women fit your definition of accomplished, Rusty.
Now, what do you mean? Don't be sexist now.
I ain't. It's just your standards are too high. You're looking for super women. A woman who speaks eight languages, can tackle a steer, can compose a symphony, and was first published as a toddler. Now, I know for a fact you only fit three of those. Don't you think you could relax your standards for women? It's awfully Darcy.
Aw, spit. Darcy doesn't mean any of that.
What, in Pride and Prejudice?
Yeah, he just says it to get Caroline Bingley off his scent.
When they're at Pemberley, right?
No, that's when they're at Netherfield. When Caroline asks Eliza to take a walk around the room with her, that it's so refreshing or something.
God, I hate her.
Who, Jane Austen?
What? No! No! I mean Caroline Bingley. I'd never harm a single hair of Jane's lovely head.
No, sir.
Not for all the gold in the Yukon.
Someone's got a crush.
So what if I do?
Nothing.
Darn right it's nothing.
Well, pass the coffee. Let's move on and talk about the role of the sheepdog in Hardy's Far From the Madding Crowd.
It's all the sheepdog's fault, you know? I feel like he just destroys Gabriel's livelihood.
I feel like Gabriel recovers, though. Remember when he popped all those sheep?
Yeah, they had dealt well. The lives of the literary cowpokes, your friends and critics, Rusty, Lefty, and Clyde.
Well, what'd y'all think of that?
That was cool, ghosty cowboy.
Yeah, hey.
Thanks for that story.
Yes, it was. I'm going to tell you about the rest of my cowboy troubles and trials later on.
Oh, okay. Would you like to hang out with us and listen to some music first?
I would love to. I will just sit back here in your little radio station, kick up my spurs.
Do you want to make us some some baked beans?
Cowboy coffee?
Cowboys do that, right?
Why don't I do that? I'll make a little campfire and
yummy.
I'll cook up a can of baked beans.
Gotta find some
the cowboy
first.
Way.
You might have to cook up sardines. But
yeah, I mean, we don't really have much in the way of beans.
Of foodstuffs.
I'll go look. Here I go.
Well,
bye, Alex.
I'm sure I can rustle something up.
Well, while you're rustling, we'd like to play you some real Western music now. And by Western, I mean not Western.
So far Western that it is Eastern.
In fact.
You have to kind of circumnavigate. But let me first just remind you that you are listening to KWUR 90.3 FM Clayton, St. Louis Underground Radio. You can also listen at www.kwur.com.
And don't forget to check out our website, http://www.newsworthyghost.wordpress.com.
Actually, there's no www.
There's no www?
No, there isn't. Way to go.
Or send us an email at newsworthyghost@gmail.com. http://www. Alex is back. Did you find beans?
No.
No.
Well, I'm sure we'll figure something out. But honestly, Mr. Ghost, when you think of the great Western outdoors, you think of trains, don't you?
Absolutely.
Westward
do.
Expansion,
trains.
You know.
The train
Golden
is
Spike,
a venerable
Promontory
part
point. Sure, yeah.
Of the Western tradition. Pushing this, ever westward, the great American rails.
Yes. Well, this is a song from a Bollywood musical called Dil Se from 1998, and it's called Chaya Chaya. And the content of the movie for this, it's a music video, and it's got a bunch of people dancing to this song.
Fantastic.
On a very train.
Cool. On top of a moving train.
So we are
going
to play
through this
for you.
Gorgeous area of India. Chaya Chaya.
चल छैया 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 चल छैया 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 चल छैया 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 चल छैया 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 चल छैया 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 चल छैया 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 सारे इश्क की छाँव चल छैया छैया सारे इश्क की छाँव चल छैया पाओ जन्नत चले चल छैया छैया पाओ कहीं महके तो नजर आ जाए।
Nice. Da-da-da. That was Myra Casals with Is It Love?
It is.
And this is off the album Woman on Fire, which has also a sexy Spanish title.
Mujer Ardiente.
Thank you, David.
Welcome. Cool. I don't even speak Spanish.
Yes, but you can fake that you do better than I can.
Oh, David.
I'm going to read a public service announcement. Like
so, yes. You. Oh, yes. Why don't you do that? Just a reminder.
You won't find the city's biggest heroes on Broadway or a ball field. You'll find them teaching in our public schools. For more information on becoming a teacher, visit teachnyc.net. Join New York's brightest, Teach NYC. A public service announcement brought to you by the New York City Department of Education, the Appleseed Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Alex. So, Mr. Ghost of Cowboys Pass, what'd you think of the music we were playing there?
Well, that was something. I don't feel it quite compares to country western, but it was impressive.
Cool.
A lot of little twiddly bits there. Well, I made these ghostly baked beans. I don't think that you can eat them.
Oh.
But you can try while I tell you another story. And now I believe this is a story about someone you've heard about before.
Oh, really?
Who?
Yes. Well, it's about two cowpokes by the name of Leroy and Curtis.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of Leroy Curtis and Leroy's wife, Maura.
Yes, Leroy's venerable wife, Maura, and they encounter some strange things on their ranch, but they deal with it like true cowboys. Why don't we take a listen?
Okay.
Let's.
And now the lives of the cowboy cryptozoologists, Leroy and Curtis. When last we visited Leroy and Curtis, they'd discovered a fallen alien vessel full of dead extraterrestrials. To conceal the corpses from the government, the two made the bodies into jerky with the help of Leroy's wife, Maura. Upon eating the jerky, the three of them gained fabulous superpowers. Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yep.
All that unlimited energy, super strength, laser eye beams, bouncing around like we was made of galvanized rubber.
Yep.
Too bad it all wore off once we ran out of jerky.
Yep.
Still gets me to wondering. A lot of strange things happen around this ranch.
They sure do, Curtis. But there's no time for that. Get out of your bunk bed and come on down for breakfast. Maura and I made Belgian waffles.
I hear the Belgian government ordered a crackdown on waffle smugglers to keep the recipe inside the country.
The hell'd you hear that?
The interweb.
Don't matter none. Come out of the bunkhouse and eat with us.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You're the only person who lives in the bunkhouse, and yet you're on the top bunk. I've been meaning to ask you about that.
Oh, government robot mouse spies can't travel vertically. Known fact of science.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Now, on we go to the farmhouse for some delicious homemade waffles. I can taste them already.
Ah, sweet Belgian goodness.
You bet, Curtis.
Holy chocolate sprinkles on an everything bagel!
Our cows! They're gone!
Every last one!
Hurry, to the farmhouse!
Maura!
The cows are gone! You saw them too? Stop copying me!
Get out of my head!
You get out of my head!
Looks like those waffles will have to wait. Let's find out why our cattle are gone.
What in tarnation? Maura, get the Remington and meet us in the pickup.
The top rod?
The gun!
All right.
What is that thing?
I don't know. It's huge, and it's got wings, and it's carrying a cow.
After it.
Got the gun.
Come on, get in. Right shotgun, Maura.
Sounds fine.
All right, let's roll.
There it is.
And there's our herd behind it.
Gooey, folks. Looks like a real live sphinx.
It's got a big furry lion's body, an eagle's wings, and a woman's face with a stentorian nose.
Don't stentorian mean loud?
I think it sees us. Might as well just approach it. No point in trying to surprise it.
Well, keep that gun ready in case we need to use it more.
All right.
Hey! Hey, Sphinx!
Yes, humans.
You've got our cows.
I do, humans. And you shan't have them back unless you answer my mysterious sphinxical riddle. What happens if we're wrong?
Do you eat us?
I think strangling is the tradition.
Oh, nothing so serious as that. I just get to keep your cattle and eat them. Slowly.
I'd like to point out that we have a gun.
I'd like to respond by eating this cow whole.
No, that's okay. We get the point.
Okay, here's my riddle. What has 8 legs in the morning, 4 legs in the afternoon, and 0 legs at night?
Do we get huddle time?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking here.
I don't know, you guys.
Like, it's all... It's all an elaborate metaphor.
I agree.
Okay, we have an answer.
Yes.
Yes.
Ahem. The answer is this. It's the evolutionary path of humanity, metaphorized as a man and a woman. First, as prosimian-like creatures, our genetic ancestors were quadrupeds, thus 8 legs total. 4 legs is 2 legs per person, meaning the bipedal phase of human development, being Australopithecine, Homo erectus, sapiens, and what have you. 0 legs at night means that when humanity has achieved its intellectual peak, we will no longer have legs, having discovered the ability to move ourselves with telekinesis. Ha!
So, are we right?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, no. You are totally wrong.
Oh, spit.
Dang, nabbit.
Ah, hell. What is the answer?
What has 8 legs in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, and none at night?
Yes!
A spider, if you pull its legs off slowly during the course of a day.
What? That was the worst riddle ever.
I can eat you.
That is the best riddle ever.
However, you have given an answer which pleases me. Perhaps we can be friends, and I will return your cows to you.
If you do that for us, Miss Sphinx, that'd be just lovely.
It's just, I'm so very lonely, you see. And I'm just looking for a group of friends that can stimulate me. Intellectually, you know. I mean, I couldn't eat all these cows in one sitting anyway. I'd be such a fatty. Oh, honey, I know exactly how you feel. Oh, I'm so glad you understand me. Let's be friends.
And so Mora, Leroy, Curtis, and the Sphinx, whose name was Cassandra, had a celebratory barbecue, and everyone was happy. Except the cow.
The end.
Barbecue.
And that is a true story.
Thank you, Mr. Ghosty Man.
You yes. are quite welcome. I gotta ride off into the sunset now, but maybe someday our paths will cross again.
Oh my god, a horse is materializing.
Keep on riding.
Bring some beans for me. I don't know if he heard me.
That ghost... Okay, he was pretty cool.
He had a cool mustache.
He did have a cool mustache. It was all curly.
It was all curly and thick and bushy and
yes,
manly.
The way the best mustache.
Okay, I got used to him after a while. He was a little scary at first, but I think he was a good cowboy.
Yeah.
He was a good cowboy. So, why don't we listen to... I mean, speaking of cowboys, why don't we listen to Joseph Arthur and the Lonely Astronauts?
Why don't we?
Astronauts.
Cowboys are sort of like astronauts.
Cowboys are sort of like astronauts. That is true.
Or astronauts are sort of like cowboys.
No.
Yeah, no.
I don't know about that.
No, Alex is right. It has to be.
I'm always right.
It's true. No, she is. She is. No.
My best friend, I need you until the end of you. I will never betray. Don't run away from yourself or follow anyone else. No, you never have to be a slave. Don't play you in Chicago. Oh, no, no. trying to avoid the truth of who you really are. Well, the heat will stay with the flame, so your beauty never will change to me. It will always be a star. And if they don't play you in Chicago, learn how to forget this world to which they just don't belong. I wonder who you will be, a dream with no memory, a beggar looking for one magic song. And if they don't play you in Chicago,
was Joseph Arthur and the Lonely Astronauts with a song. Chicago.
If I were an astronaut, I'd be lonely too.
It's
just
true.
Just want to throw that out
in
there.
Space, ground nobody can
control
hear you cry.
To Major Tom.
You're right.
You're getting something. I forget the words.
Ground control to Major Tom. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grain. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. That?
Something like that. There's something about you're getting faint. I don't...
Oh, at the end, yeah.
Something like
that. I'm gonna fight.
Anyway, before
Moving on.
Before we go, because we're almost out
one
of time.
One more...
One last...
Important Stormtrooper issue.
Right.
David.
The Officer Corps.
Right.
They do not wear helmets, and we can see their faces.
Yes.
Their faces do
you
not look
the
same.
You can see the faces of Imperial officers.
Why
they are
is this?
Different.
Are
yes.
they not clones?
Clearly they're not clones.
Clearly not.
I feel as though there is, like the equivalent, like an Imperial Army West Point.
Okay.
And there's a separate officer corps.
I think you could probably rise up through the, like, if you were an enlisted man, you could probably rise
I'm
up
I'm pretty
through
sure
the
you can. I'm pretty sure the survivability is so low.
You think? To be a stormtrooper?
Yes.
Just because they can't shoot doesn't
but
mean...
But their outfits are so...
They, okay, okay.
Shiny.
Yes. And they're worthless. Look, okay, Luke shoots like one guy in the chest and he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, true. What are those made of?
I don't know.
Plastic?
Like, probably plasteel.
It's it's really not very effective.
That's true. I feel as though if
you actually have the kind of combat experience that would allow you to become an officer by rising up through the enlisted ranks, you are not going to have enough survivability to actually get there. If you actually see combat, you're probably not going to make it. Sorry, stormtroopers.
Right, well, sadly, we are out of time for today, so...
Yes.
We're
so,
going
Alex,
to take you
you're
going to
take us out?
I'm going to take you out. Like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Bow, chick, bam, bam.
Just kidding. By that, I mean, I'm going to play a song that I had have chosen for you. It is...
I mean, that works, too.
It is Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco off their album Yankee Foxtrot Hotel.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
You
said Yankee Foxtrot Hotel. Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Got it.
Speaking
Yankee
of
Hotel Foxtrot.
West Point
sorry about that.
And military codes.
I'm trying to talk, and my words are not in the correct order. Anyway, here it is.
So, David, what about those military contractors for... I mean, who's making all those ships?
They must exist. I
thought they were nationalized corporations.
I feel as though they're separate contracts.
Whatever. Fine. This is Newsworthy
is
Ghost
my
Island. I'm David Reinstrom.
Alex Jensen.
And David Brunel Bruttman.
Have a great week, everyone.
Have an awesome week. On the landing in the summer, she fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another than another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing kiss covers.
At this time, KWUR 90.3 FM begins another broadcast. KWUR is owned and operated by Washington University through a license granted to the Board of Trustees. KWUR operates at an assigned frequency of, how many megawatts? Oh, I think 10. 90.3 megahertz with an effective rated at power of 10 watts, excuse me. Stay tuned to KWUR for the finest in underground radio.
You mean you got sisters?
Bow chicka.
That are twins?
Bow bow.
Chucker!
Actually, Alex, can you go around?
Uh-huh.
Couple more times. That was magnificent. Can we have a couple more of those? So just be like, okay. Unless you answer my mysterious sphinxical riddle.
Okay.
Okay. So from Yes Human.
Okay.
Hi! Probably.
Something about the man, and he had a stick.
Oedipus had a stick?
Oedipus. he put
mother.
Out his eye.
I thought his mother was the one who put out.
Bow, chicken,
bow, bow.
You are now leaving the dimension known as
the Twilight Zone.
The scary door.